Welcome to the Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Beth Below. This is a special edition of the podcast in that I think I'm going to start calling it a blog cast. I was having a New Year's check-in conversation with my virtual assistant, Mary, and we were talking about my blog and podcast, and she said, "Have you ever thought about doing an audio version of your blogs? Because I don't always have time to sit down in front of my computer and read, but I love listening to podcasts, and I think it would be really valuable if you offered your blog in this alternative format." So here we are. I did this once before several years ago, and then as these things go, I did it a few times and then stopped. And so I was really pleased when Mary brought it up again, because I think it's a wonderful idea. And now that the podcast has really taken off, it's been around for 4.5 years almost, or maybe a little more than 4.5 years. I feel like it's a lot easier to work this into my routine. So I'm excited to share with you the first blog post of 2015. It is called "The Key to Entrepreneurial Freedom: Catch and Release." We've all heard the expression, "You are not your job." It usually makes its way into conversation when we've had a stressful day, received criticism, or are just plain tired and afraid our work is consuming us. We feel it's important to separate ourselves from the work and to remind ourselves that we are not it and it is not us. But what if it is? What if the work is us? What if it's a business, a book, a piece of art, or a product, and it's completely born out of our hearts and minds? The blood, sweat, and tears you shed are a personal reflection of what's inside you, not something you can easily separate yourself from on evenings and weekends. I felt this when I started my business. Since I deliver my coaching services and presentations, write everything myself, and am technically a solopreneur, anything that happened to my business — acceptance, rejection, abundance, scarcity, victory, defeat — happened to me. In time, I was able to work through that feeling and develop a healthy sense of space between me and my business. It's been critical for me to remember that my business is about the message of introvert pride of ownership and not about me personally. As more people are involved in that message, whether they are clients, colleagues, social media communities, blog readers, or podcast listeners, it becomes less about me and more about the collective. That said, the challenge of separation between self and business still pops up. Nowhere has this been more true than around the upcoming publication of my book, The Introvert Entrepreneur. It took me a while to sift through the conflicting feelings that vacillated between humbling vulnerability and cautious pride. It was only after a while that I realized the core conflict. The book is me. The book is not me. How do I reconcile those two true but seemingly incompatible statements? In true introvert fashion, I turned those thoughts around in my head for weeks. And I realized that the conflict isn't only true for me or for my book. It's true if you have a business, create music, art, or dance, act, or have a child. I'm not a parent, but I can only imagine there being a sensation that the child is me, the child is not me. You share blood, but you don't share a body. Most of my New Year's Eves for the last 7 years have included a visit to St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, spending time walking the labyrinth. Walking and meditating and being in silent communion with others always clears my mind. This year, I brought a journal along to capture any aha moments. And that moment came as I wrote out my intentions and old burdens to release to the burning bowl. There really is no conflict. The book is me, and the book is not me. It contains my blood, but it's not my body. It's a separate entity that will have a life of its own. The ideas in the book came through me, not from me. Every word was pulled from somewhere, from clients, colleagues, friends, mentors, coaches. The book doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you and anyone else reading it. It's part of my identity, but it's not my identity. In the end, we're inviting people to look not at us, but at our message. They own their response to it. Their response is part of their journey, reflecting something about them and their needs in that moment. It's not about me or you or what we've said or done. It's liberating to realize that we don't own, nor do we have any control over, others' reactions. That liberation allows us to be proud of what we've produced without being attached to how people will respond to it. Here's how I invite you to see it in your own life. There's a phrase in fishing, catch and release. I've always thought the concept had an application to entrepreneurship and to life, but I wasn't clear on how those dots connected until New Year's Eve. And here's where I landed. We can gently catch what comes to us and through us, and then we can release it out into the world to let it do its thing. We can receive the ideas, the inspiration, the words, the praise, the criticism. And once we've gotten what we need or want from it, we can release it all back to its source. Doesn't that feel lighter and more spacious and ultimately more forgiving? You might be thinking, well, that sounds good in theory, but how will it feel in practice? Challenging, I am sure of that. In fact, I can almost promise that a healthy catch and release approach will take work. But in the end, it's worth the effort. Each time you successfully release, you'll move closer to what author Elizabeth Gilbert calls going home. You will return to your heart home, that place where you are driven to create and share and create some more. Your introvert tendency to internalize everything will develop healthy boundaries. You'll be able to experience more distinction between yourself and your creation. The end result is why many of us are entrepreneurs to begin with. Freedom. Thank you for listening to the Introvert Entrepreneur Blogcast. If you'd like to read this post, you can find it on my website at www.theintrovertentrepreneur.com, and you'll find it under the blog category. There's also an image there, a graphic that you can download to print or post or share that has the phrase catch and release. If you'd like something that's a visual reminder of this really powerful metaphor for how we can be approaching our businesses and our lives and the things that we create with a sense of freedom and caring, but healthy detachment from the outcome, from expecting people to respond or react in a particular way. We catch what comes to us and then we release it back to its source, allowing it to do its work and land where it's going to be of best service. Thank you for listening.